بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، the last time we had begun the discussion on the beautiful name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Muqit, the being who creates and conveys provisions to all. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates provisions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the needs of every single person. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala conveys the provisions to all His creation. And all, as we always mention, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Hakim, the all-wise, the most wise. Hikmat, wisdom belongs to Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Every action of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is full of wisdom. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is doing it, why this is happening, where it's happening, how it's happening, to whom it's happening. All this is in the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can't question anything. As Hakim Sahib Rahimullah used to say, that sometimes we make dua and in frustration, something is not coming my way, rosy sustenance not opening up, whatever it may be. Person is making dua for a long time. And he says he makes dua in frustration, Ya Allah, what guna I did? Ya Allah, what guna I did? He says he's actually questioning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is being unjust to you. Ya Allah, what guna I did? He said we should be saying to Allah, that how we say in Urdu, Kam iqrari mujrimu. Ya Allah, I confess to being a perpetrator. Ya Allah, I've done all the sins. I deserve whatever you give me. But Ya Allah, then to be kind to me. He says this way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show His mercy upon you. Instead of saying, I don't know what I did. Sometimes we ask the wife, the family, you ask an alim, I don't know what guna I did. Every door I turn to is closing, closing, the family, the rosy, this thing, had a puncher, that happened. Then they stole the pipes, and one thing after the other. He said, I don't know what I did wrong. He says, as if now you've been proud before Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, what I did? That you're doing all this to me. So the Hakim Sahib will say, rahmatullah alayhi, they change it and say, Allah, I've done everything wrong. Ya Allah, I deserve everything, but then to Ya Allah, you are Dhul Fadli wal Manni wal Judi wal Karam. Ya Allah, you are most kind. Generosity belongs to you. Kindness belongs to you. Treasures belongs to you. Ya Allah, you be kind. Ya Allah, you make me maaf. I've done everything wrong. On that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gets very happy. This dua comes in Munajati Maqbool also. Allahumma bihamdika saraftu wa bidhambi i'taraftu. Allahumma bihamdika saraftu. وَبِذَنْبِ اِعْتَرَفْتُ وَحَزَّتُ وَعَلَىٰ Abdul Hamid Sahib says, they make this habit of saying it whenever you're turning around. اللَّهُمَّ بِحَمْدِكَ انْصَرَفْتُ. Ya Allah, I turn around. I turn in my life making your hamd and praising you. Every time I turn, Ya Allah, I praise you. وَبِذَنْبِ at the same time, Ya Allah, I acknowledge my sin also. Am I turning? Am I moving? Ya Allah, I don't know where I'm making the guna, how I'm making the sin. My eyes are moving, my tongue is moving, my ears are listening. Allahumma bihamdika saraftu wa bidhanbi i'taraftu. Ya Allah, I turn around, I move around with your praise only. All praise belongs to you in my movement. And every step also, Ya Allah, I acknowledge my sin. I confess to it. I confess to it. Ya Allah, I am iqrari mujrim. So on this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's wisdom, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's wisdom, that who to provide for, how to provide, is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Entire humanity wants to hold back something from someone, nobody can hold it back. If Allah ta'ala wants to give it, if Allah ta'ala wants it to reach, it will reach that person. Whole world can say sanctions, whole world can say cut off the water, cut off the electricity, cut off. But they can cut off the makhluk from makhluk. But we cannot cut off the makhluk's contact with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. This ittisal and this connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't need electricity, doesn't need food, doesn't need water. On that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give everything. When the connection is there, then Allah will give everything. The electricity and the nur of the heart, Allah will give. To the dhikr of Allah, Allah will fill the belly. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum also, when it came to the battle of Ahzab and Khandaq, battle of the trench, they also, Sahaba radiallahu anhum's condition, it was absolutely cold, freezing. Freezing cold. And they had to dig a trench, ill-equipped, didn't have the equipment also, didn't have the strength, didn't have the food. To the extent, now Allah Ta'ala have rahm upon our families and brothers and sisters in Al-Ghazza. What is happening to them? But we have to go back in Sirat every time. That in the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the Nabi of Allah could raise his hands and just make dua. Allah destroy them. But Allah took Qurban. That's why the lesson we always repeat, that deen came with qurbani and sacrifice, deen will remain with sacrifice, and deen will spread with sacrifice. In every home there has to be some amount of qurbani and sacrifice for deen to remain. It will not remain with comforts and luxury. Hazrat Wala says also that all the kings of before, Spain also, over 100 years they ruled. Ottoman Empire, almost the same period of time. But when luxuries, extravagance and wastage came, Allah removed them. Allah doesn't like that His ni'mas are being abused. Doesn't like His ni'mas being abused. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُسْرِفِينَ Allah declares openly, I have no love for those that are extravagant. I have no love for them. So the love is not there, protection will not be there. Allah removes the protection also. What are you speaking about? The battle of the trench, Jazakallah khair. Battle of the trench, also Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the level of hunger, we read in Fadaila, Amal, other kitabs. And what was the hunger? The Sahaba ikram had stones tied to their bellies. That was hunger. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, two stones tied to his belly. Absolutely cold. They didn't have clothing. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum should sleep with their bellies on the floor just to get warmth from the ground and the earth. Just take rest like that. Just to get some warmth from the ground if there was anything within it. So cold it was. Then too, for that amount of time that Madina Munawwara was laid siege to, as we sing right now. They're under siege right now. Madina Munawwara under siege also. Sahaba Ikram radiallahu anhum sitting there day and night looking at the enemy across the trench. We just fall asleep or just get neglectful, they will come across. They will come across. There's no time to move. To the extent that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, salatul asr became qaza also. Became qaza. Musta namaz. They had to sit there and they couldn't move. Women behind them, children behind them. If these mushrikeen come across, and even the Jews that were staying in Medina Munawwara, a group of them had signed a treaty with the Muslims that we are with you. We will never join your position. But even at that battle also, they betrayed the Muslims. They joined the opposition. And they came against the Muslims. From within now there's a problem. From external there's a problem. No food. It's cold. There's no shelter. We got women and children in Medina Munawwara. And here now the Muslims are being tested. What a test, Quran speaks about it. هُنَالِكَ ابْتُلِيَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَزُلْزِلُوا زِلْزَالًا شَدِيدًا Allah Ta'ala said, at that time the believers were put to test. And they were shaken up completely. Until they say that بَلَغَدِ الْقُلُوبُ الْحَنَاجِرُ That how we say that they hasped their throats. They were seeing death. Ya Allah, what's going to happen? We've got our wives and homes and children behind us. Ya Allah, what's going to happen? So they could not even move. Salatul Asr got qada also. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam got so upset to understand what salah is about. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam got so upset that he cursed the mushrikeen. He cursed the mushrikeen and he mentioned, Mala Allahu quburahum wa buyutahum naran. Hatta shagaluna ani salatul wusta. Shagaluna ani salatul wusta hatta gharabati shams. May Allah fill his mushrikeen's qabars, their graves in their homes with fire. Cursed them. They cause us to miss salah. May Allah fill their qabars and their homes with fire. That we must have asr namaz. They kept us busy. They kept us busy until the sunset. How upset he got. So all of that Nabi Ali salatu wasalam went through. And dua upon dua upon dua. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the winds. Allah ta'ala sent the winds. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uprooted the kuffar. So that happened in the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. That is why Hakim Sahib will say, Rahimahullah ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Aziz, the all-powerful might, power, belongs to Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. There's only one way the ummah will get the upper hand, is through jihad. It's through jihad and through dua. When the ummah will come upon a'mal, Allah's help will come. There's no other way. Is that on arms, ammunition, and numbers? Yes, we need those asbab. We need those means. But it's only through dua and through obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Come in fiatin qaleelatin ghalabat fiatan kathiratan bi'idhnil. Allah Ta'ala says, how many a small group defeated a big group? How many a small group defeated a big group by the command of Allah, by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah is with those that have patience. You've got to be patient. You've got to have that imani taqat and power. That is qurbani and sacrifice for the help of Allah to come upon the ummah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalal wa Allah ta'ala creates the means. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates provisions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala conveys the provisions to all. And we find that when it comes to our lives, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is providing for us. Now to be so careful, especially in our situation, in our country, that we consume halal and tayyib. Must be halal, wholesome and healthy. Halal, wholesome and healthy. We're buying halal sometime, not wholesome. If it's wholesome, then our Hazrat says we're not cooking it in a healthy way. We are killing all the nutrients and all the healthy ingredients within that food. Must be halal, must be wholesome, and must be healthy also the way we consume it. What is the physical food we are consuming? It should not be that we're consuming this food that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us. The entire earth Allah ta'ala has made it a tablecloth, dasturkhan for the ummah. And different parts of the world Allah ta'ala brings the food for us to enjoy ourselves. How we should be so careful now that number one, we don't consume haram. We don't consume something which is doubtful, grey areas. Hadith Sharif says, if you have a doubt, leave it out. This is Hadith Sharif. دَعْ مَا يُرِيبُكَ إِلَى مَا لَا يُرِيبُكَ. That leave out that which puts you in doubt towards that which does not put you in doubt. So the opposite now, unfortunately some people say it, we should not repeat it. They say, if you have a doubt, نَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ try it out. Against the Hadith Sharif. We shouldn't even speak like that also. Allah Ta'ala save us. That from there you go into haram after that. Just playing with the words of the Hadith Sharif. It's not permissible. We shouldn't even say those things. Allah Ta'ala forgive us. But so dangerous. Just to play with the words. So if you have a doubt, leave it out. And if I don't feel the doubt, then I can imagine now how dark my heart has become. Whether it is doubt, whether it be a chicken, whether it be the beef also, stunned meat, electrocuted. And remember, Hazrat Wala says also, كُلُوا مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ وَأَعْمَلُوا صَالِحًا. That eat them which is wholesome, طَيِّبَات, halal, wholesome and healthy. طَيِّبَات, as it translates. Halal, wholesome and healthy. That consume that. So Allah Ta'ala gave the command that you must consume halal, wholesome and healthy. Allah gave the command. Allah Ta'ala gives a command, the command will be in the Quran Sharif till the day of Qiyamah. So it means that command has to be fulfilled everywhere, anytime, till Qiyamah. Allah will not give a command which cannot be fulfilled. Understand? Allah will never give a command that cannot be fulfilled. So we cannot say, Allah gave the command and there is no halal. It is only doubtful. Allah will make the means. So Allah gave the command. If Allah gave the command, He will make the means also to fulfill the command. It is us that are weak. We can't say everything is commercialized. We can't find hand-cut. Or we can't find organic. Or we can't find halal and wholesome. We can. But you are what you consume. Because we consume doubtful, mashkook, grey areas. Right? When you go now for the seafoods, they also should be so careful. Now the ummah, they ask. They first they eat and then they ask. Whether we can eat calamari, whether I can eat prawns, whether I can have lobster, we can have crab. Wa halafis ask the muftiyan, whether we can eat these things. And then you take it to be only makruh. That you know is makruh. What makruh means? Disliked. Disliked. Your wife knows if you dislike something, don't put it on the table. She respects your dislike so much. And what she dislikes about your things, she says, I don't like this kurta. Or I don't like this sandal. It's gone out of the house. Don't wear it again. If Allah dislikes it, it's alright. One, I won't say no, it's okay. It's not haram. It's only makruh. Allah forgive us. We play with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Zakim Sa will say rahmatullah alayh, you can become makruh and disliked by Allah, makruhun indallah or mahbubun indallah. Become the mahbub, beloved of Allah, or become the makruh of Allah. Is what you want to consume. Allah has made so many things halal, wholesome, healthy, consume that. Simple. Come on to simplicity at least now. Hazrat is saying that if we can't keep a roza, at least curtail our eating a little bit. Like the muhabbat and love and fikr of our families and brothers and sisters in Gaza. That we are eating to our full. At least cut down something in our lives. At least cut down going out a little bit. Yeah, now we have simple food at home tonight. People of solidarity. You want to go and stand outside. We can do within our homes. There now they are standing, they are chanting. Nobody knows. Here we do a little bit for the pleasure of Allah. Allah, the ripple effect. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cause effect in that part of the world. So Allah has given the command, like how kunu ma'a sadiqin. Allah ta'ala says, O people of iman, stay with those who are true in the iman. Kunu ma'a sadiqin. Hazrat Thani will say, rahmatullah alayhi, people say now, Junaid Baghdadi, Sufyan Thori, Fuzail bin Iyaz, they all are gone. There's no more pious people left. So where are we going to find pious people like that? So it means now this Quran ayat is not possible to make amal upon it. Allah is saying, be with those that are pious, and I'm saying, there's nobody left. So now I can't find a sheikh, I can't find any alim, I can't find any imam. So now I'll keep to myself, I got now my internet. I have my internet. The internet and your hard drive can have all the kitab and tasawuf and tabligh and tazkiyah, but nobody will say this internet of yours or this computer of yours is very muttaqi and pious, mashallah. So many kitabs are got. Any master you ask, it, what a mufti you got at home, what a sheikh you have at home. Nobody will call it pious and muttaqi. It's just a machine only. You won't get taqwa from there. Wali Ram Deora Sahib will tell us also, Taman Barakatuhu, when once he was giving bayan, he was recording the bayan. So he saw the tape, that time was tape recorder, Walkman. So he said, kya cheez hai? I said, we are recording the bayan. He said, murde cheez hai kya milenge? He said, what do you get from a dead thing? The thing is dead, you won't get anything from it. Listen to the bayan. Yes, you can record it, but don't give so much attention to it. It's some heart to heart. It's some heart to heart. Is that from the recorder? So it has to be the closest and muhabbas. Allah give the command. Kunu ma'as sadiqeen. Be with the pious ones. It will mean Allah will create. Then the Tami says, rahmatullah alayh, the people say, nah, why will we get mashayikh like that? He says, if those mashayikh come today, you'll be the first one to run away. If they come today, you'll be the first one to run away. He'll tell you, by every day roza, 2 hours tahajjud. Right, there was one sheikh also, and he made tarbiyat of his murids in the month of Ramadan, entire month of Ramadan. Only one cup tea for sari, one cup tea for iftari. And then he told them slowly to break the nafs, that now no more milk in the tea, have black tea. Then he took out the sugar also. Then no more sugar. And then really to break the nafs, he told them, now put salt in the tea. Why you drinking the tea? As a command of Allah, not for your nafs. What will happen to us? We say, we find another sheikh. Sheikh is nice and sweet. That will give me some biscuits also. So we look for the proper menu at the venue also. Yeah, itikaf is tops. Things are rolling over here, so we'll go there for itikaf. That one there is no sugar, they're putting salt in the tea. But that now was the level of those murids, alhamdulillah. They went to that level, mashallah. Where they were ready for it. They were ready for it. As Hakim Sahib says, rahmatullah alayhi, the ummah is gone weak now. Ummah will run away. So Allah Ta'ala made mashayikh also. Made ulama like that, made imams like that. But where we can stay with them? Otherwise to say, now where we'll get mashayikh like that? Yes. Allah Ta'ala created the men according to the time also. Created the men according to the time also. So when it comes to eating halal, Allah gave the command, kulu min at-tayyibat. Eat halal, wholesome, healthy, wa'malu saliha. First the command came, ya ayyuha ar-rusul, kulu min at-tayyibat. O anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam, eat from that which is halal, tayyib, wholesome. If you will do that, wa'malu saliha, then your amal will be good. Amal are directly linked to what you eat. Direct contact. It's a direct connection. As I give the example, somebody had mentioned one time about a youngster in America who was doing hibs. Couldn't perform in school. Couldn't get going with the hibs also. They took him to a dietitian or something like that. It was a Christian white woman. First thing she asked the parents, what's his diet? They say, well, this type of food, that type of food, eating out, weekend is only now, eating out. You say, okay, just for 1 month, cut it out, and just give him simple home food. They say, within 1 month, what he could not get in 2 years, he pushed out in 2 months. Just the food changed only. That's all. And Mubazir says, now when our wives make the food of Bismillah, and Durood Sharif, and Dhikr, there's namaz behind it, there's taharat behind it. They made wudu, they have ghusl, they're pure, they're pak, their hearts are pure and clean, and they're making the food with love, with muhabbat. The effect is different. The effect is different on the children. And when they get there also, they compliment the children, says, Ammi, the food is so tasty, so nice, how nice they feel. They make dua also. So Yalla Tabarak wa Ta'ala says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who creates and conveys provisions to the entire creation, that is only the There is the responsibility of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah provides for everyone. Yes, Allah has made apparent means around us. But now we believed it to the extent that this has become everything for us. And we find the kuffar. To what extent they believe that they are controlling? We prepared to exterminate an entire population just to get to some oil or some gas or some fuel, whatever it may be. This is greed. This is greed. Ummah should not come to that level also where that greed comes. That's how we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We learn about the sifat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sustains the entire creation. Al-Muqeed has also shown every one of his creation the method of acquiring the sustenance. Together with giving suitable and appropriate limbs and parts. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also taught the method of how to attain your sustenance. Animals know their way. That's why we always say you never find a lion eating grass. The lion knows what's halal for him. And you never find another herbivore. You never find a cow eating meat. But Hazrat Insan, when he comes to humans, there he says, bring anything. Bring anything. We'll try it. He doesn't know how to earn his livelihood correctly and how to eat correctly. He still has to learn properly. How to earn your livelihood with taqwa. With the fulfilling the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the sunnah way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is why it mentioned about Sahaba radiallahu anhum that they would leave out 9/10 of halal out of fear of falling into haram. They would leave out 9/10 of halal. Maybe it's doubtful, maybe it's doubtful. The complete certainty, then would they would go for it. But today we know, we just put now, we change the name, Islamic. Sharia compliant. I will say, mashallah. Put one moon and star there. He says, no, mashallah. We're seeing stars, we're seeing prophets is going to come. How is happening? He said, no, it's not our responsibility. They said, halal, Islamic. No suspicion. But we got suspicion over everybody else. I think that guy is doing me down. I think that guy is in the market to kill me. But when it comes to my nafs is alhamdulillah. My nafs guides me to the right thing. Then we should have suspicion about. This it doesn't look right to me. Everything looks Islamic, but is it Islamic? Where they're investing my funds right now? Where the prophets are coming from? I can't just be taking anything and consuming. Then the ummah will make dua. I remember, the kuffar know, they know very well, that once this ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu salam will consume haram, the du'as are rejected. The hadith sharif mentions also, a person will go for hajj, he's in Arafat, raising his hands by the ghilaf of Kaaba. He's raising his hands and he's making dua, Ya Rabb, Ya Rabb, فَأَنَّ لَهُ الْإِجَابَةِ Where his dua will get accepted? طَعَامُ حَرَامُ وَشَرَابُ حَرَامُ His food is haram, his drink is haram, his clothing is haram. Where is his dua going to get accepted? So this misconception we had that every year, mashallah, they're going for hajj, they're going for umrah, they accept it, no. Ulama say, Allah Ta'ala will allow you to come to his bait, to his home, to Rawda Mubarak. Doesn't mean Allah accepted it. Allah doesn't accept it. He'll allow you to come. He'll allow you to come, whether he accepts the different thing. Acceptance will mean when you come back a better person. You come back a better person. One person might go for hajj once in a lifetime only. It was enough for his lifetime hidayat. He changed his entire life. His whole business changed. Just in one hajj only, hajj got accepted. The topi came on. The one length hair came. The beard came on. He got accepted. Alhamdulillah. His life changed. Lady went one time hajj, life changed. That's acceptance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as it explains over here, that when a cow, a buffalo, a cat, or dog gives birth, the kind mother places her udders or breast in the mouth of the little one. Allah ta'ala teaches that the little one, how to seek its sustenance, how to feed, that is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, due to the ilham, inspiration of Al-Muqeet. Allah with his quality of Al-Muqeed, the one there provides, through the inspiration of Al-Muqeed, they begin suckling and find a pure drink. If Allah can give you pure, then Allah can give you pure your entire life. But the insan's niyat is now greed. So he'll take anything comes his way. They will greed relish their drink, they use their hands or claws, trying to retrieve more and more milk, until they become satiated with this bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One important point, my dear brothers, for us to take note of, one is the food we are consuming must be absolutely halal. Where we are consuming it from, right? Whether it's a commercial chickens nowadays, Allah Ta'ala save us, but there's plenty halal in the market. Or we say that, but halal is more expensive. Barakat is from Allah. That you are spending in the obedience of Allah, Allah will replace it. وَمَا أَنْفَقْتُمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَهُوَ يُخْلِفُ. Allah says, whatever you spend in the path of Allah, Allah will replace it. Allah will replace it. You can't say, now I'll go for something cheap, although it's mashkook, although it's doubtful, because I don't have the means. Make the niyat and Allah will provide. Make the niyat and Allah will provide. So only the halal you partake of, number one. Second thing, one is the food that we have in. Now the other haram thing which we refrain from is eating the flesh of Muslim brothers also. That's just as haram, if not worse. One is the haram food or the doubtful food, and one is ghibat also. Shouldn't be that we're eating halal food, but we're making ghibat. But if you're going to eat haram or doubtful places we are taking our families, then the ghibat is going to start after that. What I'm consuming, that's what's going to come out. So I'm taking in which is doubtful, and my speech also becomes haram and doubtful. Now, eating the meat of others. Quran says, يُحِبُّ أَحَدُكُمْ أَيَّاكُ لَحْمَ أَخِي مَيْتًا بَقَرِهْتُمْ. That you like to eat the flesh of your Muslim brother. The dead meat of your Muslim brother. One person saw in his dream, and he sees some pious people consuming pork, raw pork. Got a shock of his life. He woke up, he goes to them, I saw the terrible dream. That you're consuming pig meat. So they began to introspect. He says, correct. He says, what you mean? But you're not pious people. He said, we too said they make ghibat. You both are making ghibat. It was tantamount to eating pork, eating pig meat. So this is such a vile and despicable thing. And as the Tani Rahmatullah Ali says, he says the core and the root of ghibat is takabbur, is pride. If I got pride, it'd be easy for me to talk bad about somebody else. Whether it's now just suspicion, allegation, tuhmat, slander, because I feel I'm somebody, so I can speak about somebody else. The whole thing is about pride. If I feel I'm nothing, that person is better than me. That person is better than me. And very importantly, our mashayikh say also, that we're engaging in ghibat, we're speaking about somebody, whether it be in the business world, don't speak about anybody. If we have to, praise the person or wish well for him. Sometimes we don't, and heard somebody did a good deal, or he got something good came his way, always say, MashaAllah, la quwwata illa billah. And as it says to how it will start, guess what? You know what happened? I'm telling you only, and the ghibat will start. And then guess what? Hey, he bought another property. Hey, he bought another car. And now the ghibat. And he says, you're doing with relish. You enjoy it, talking about him. You enjoy talking about him. As the Thani says, Rahmatullah alayhi, that you are destroying your deen with his dunya. You're talking about his dunya and destroying your deen. You're talking about his investments and his property and his car and his business and everything else. You're talking about his dunya and you're destroying your deen. He says, what a fool you are. At the cost of his deen, you destroy your dunya. Whatever you earn, Hazrat says, our Hazrat Allah barakatuhu, he says you did a big turnover for the month. And that whole parcel EFT you did into your opposition's account. And you see, you start reflecting what happened. See, you put wrong account details. I made money and I put it into my opposition's account. That's what you are doing. You're performing all your namaz, Quran, dhikr, and now you go make ghibat. So all are being transferred to that person. Being transferred to him. Then on the day of Qiyamah Muflis, I don't have anything. Where everything went to? It's all because of my dhamma. But therefore, they say, at least try from this week till next week. Ya Allah, for the whole week, I won't make anybody's ghibat. Get all my namaz on time, and two things. Get my salah on time, with takbir ula, and don't make ghibat. I see the difference in my life. If anybody starts anything, let's talk about something else. Leave that, don't worry about it. If they will talk about, MashaAllah, Allah Ta'ala blessed him, Allah Ta'ala give him more. Make du'as. Allah Ta'ala give him more. And see, MashaAllah, sometimes just with the innocent eye also, nazar falls. Al-aynu haqqun. Al-aynu haqqun. Usually we take the negative meaning. That al-ayn, the eye, has a true effect. We usually take the effect in a negative way. That yes, the nazar does fall. Yes, it does fall. Therefore, to take it out from that speech, we say, MashaAllah. La quwwata illa billah. No nazar for them. All children, grandchildren also, we say, MashaAllah, la quwwata illa billah. Also, the eye has a good effect. The eye of the awliya has a good effect. Falls on someone, a person's life can change with the command of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So don't talk about anybody. What that person is doing, and what Alim says very beautifully. He said, you thinking about what he's doing, where he's going to invest, what, how much he's getting back, and then you're talking about it, and you want to find out everything. He said, why you worry about all these things? Your mind is working, your tongue is working. Allah Ta'ala made your tongue to make his zikr. You make the zikr of makhluq. And so much zikr of makhluq you make, and you're thinking so much about the creation, whereas Allah Ta'ala is al-muqit. Talk about Allah. Allah will provide for you. But you're talking about him, he's not going to give you one thing. He won't give you even a gap in his investment also. But now you're talking so much about him. And now you're getting more depressed. Talk about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Made the tongue to talk about him, made the mind to talk about him. Now you're talking so much about the markets and everything else. Allah will give you how much he has to give you. That will come. But yes, the barakat will come in the rozi. When taqwa will come, we keep family ties also. We keep family ties, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We'll give the tawfiq and the ability and the ability, inshallah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم فاذكروني أذكركم أنا جليس من ذكرني لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله تعالى شأنه الله 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 Allah, 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 Allah,
الله 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 جل جلاله.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله، لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. يا أحد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا عزيز يا قهار يا فتاح يا قوي يا عزيز يا أرحم الراحمين يا ذا القوة المتين يا أرحم الراحمين وكريم رحيم الله most powerful الله most kind الله. Oh my Allah, forgive us for all of our sins, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, the sins of the heart, oh my Allah, the sins of the eyes, the sins of the tongue and the ears, and our limbs, oh Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, you've broken every command of yours, oh my Allah. You're all aware, all informed, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, power belongs to you, might belongs to you. Ya Allah, you're all seeing, all hearing. Ya Allah, you know the secrets of our hearts, oh my Allah. You know our past, you know the present, you know the future. You know the zahir, you know the batin, oh Kareem Rahim Allah. You know what will happen, you know what has happened. What will happen to the day of Qiyamah and beyond? All is in your knowledge, oh my Kareem Rahim Allah. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, forgive us all our sins, oh my Allah. Make us amongst your awliya and your true friends, oh my Allah. Grant us the pain of your muhabbat, oh my Allah. Grant the entire ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, the iman, the taqat, oh my Allah. To love you, to love every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Give us the hidayat, oh my Allah, to fulfill every command of yours. The sunnah tariqah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, give us the knowledge of every sunnah, the love of every sunnah. Ya Allah, the tawfiq to make amal upon every sunnah, oh my Allah. To give our lives for every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, inspire the entire ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Oh my Allah, give us the love for the ummah, give us the pain for the ummah, oh my Allah. Oh Kareem Rahim Allah, give us hatred for kufr and shirk, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, for tariqah and the style and the fashion and the trend of the Yahudis and the Nasara, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, give us life for the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To bring it into our lives, oh my Allah. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, accept us for the khidmat of deen. Keep us upon taqwa, keep us upon iman, keep us upon a'mal and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Kareem Rahim Allah, you're most kind, oh my Allah, you're most powerful, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, help our brothers in Palestine, oh my Allah, in Gaza, oh Kareem Rahim Allah. Oh my Allah, oh my Allah, only you know how they will spend the night tonight, oh my Allah, with bombs falling upon their heads, oh my Allah. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, it's only because they recite La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, because they iman in you, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, you suffice them, oh my Allah. You suffice them, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, the ummah has failed them, oh my Allah. But you will never fail anyone, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, you akramul akramin, oh my Allah. You are the most kind of those that show kindness and mercy and muhabbat, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, you love the ummah more than our mothers love us, oh my Allah. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, we beg of you, we implore you, appeal to you, ya Allah, the night of Jumu'ah. Ya Allah, to sadqa and to fail of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, you send your army to the Muslims, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, send your armies, oh my Allah. Protect them, oh my Allah. Protect them, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, feed them, clothe them, shelter them, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, the plans of the kuffar, ya Allah, if hidayah is not written for them, they let the plans fall upon themselves, oh my Allah. Let the missiles and bombs fall upon themselves, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, remove them from the face of the earth, oh my Allah. Shake, ya Allah, the ground beneath their feet, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, let your qudrat fall upon their heads, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, make them insane, oh my Allah. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, send your winds against them, oh my Allah. Send the winds against them, oh my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, ya Allah, they mock the Muslims, oh my Allah. They jihad them, oh my Allah. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, ya Allah, ya Allah, the ya Allah, what torture they are giving them, oh my Allah, only because they believe in you. Oh my Allah, keep over the steadfast, oh my Allah. Keep them strong, oh my Allah. Keep the iman strong, oh my Allah. Allah, can hear the cries of their mothers, O my Allah. Yeah, the children have become yatim, O my Allah. The women have become widows, O my Allah. Allah, they have lost their families, O Kareem Rahim Allah. O my Allah, give us the pain in our hearts, O my Allah. Allah, to make some qurbani for the ummah, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Allah, blow the winds of hidayat, Allah. Blow the winds of hidayat to the four corners of the world, O my Allah. Allah, change the ahwal and conditions in Bilad al-Sham, O my Allah. O my Allah, blow the winds of hidayat and nusrat, O my Allah. O my Allah, a long month has passed upon them, O my Allah. They don't know what will be the next year, Allah, outcome. Whether they'll see it tomorrow morning, O my Allah. Allah, keep them strong upon amal, upon iman. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, help the mujahideen, O my Allah. Allah, send the malaika that you send in Badr and Uhud, O Kareem Rahim Allah. O my Allah, assist them and help them, O my Allah. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, let the plans of the kuffar fail, O my Allah. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, blow the winds of hidayat in every country, O my Allah. The whole world is rising, O my Allah. O Palestine, let them rise for iman and Islam, O my Allah. O my Allah, your Nabi will become happy, O my Allah. The Qurban Nabi Ali Salatu Salam made in Khandaq, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, the sabr he made, the steadfastness he had, O my Allah. He taught the ummah, they listen. O my Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, give us hearts, O my Allah, to make qurbani in your path, O my Allah. Allahumma razuqna shahadatan fi sabirik. Waj'al mutana fi baladi habibik, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, give us the jazba. Ya Allah, give us the feeling and the strength of iman to sacrifice our lives for your deen, O my Allah. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, accept the blood of the shuhada, O my Allah. The blood of those babies, O my Allah. O my Allah, you accept it, O my Allah. Make it heavy on the scales, Ya Allah, for the ummah of the day of Qiyamah, O my Allah. O my Allah, let your deen prevail, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Let your deen prevail in the world. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq, O my Allah, to take, Ya Allah, to have a part in it, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Accept us, accept our families and progenies. Give our children, give us tawfiq, O my Allah, to abandon the tariqah of the Yahudis and the Nasara. O my Allah, in our dressing, O my Allah, in our hairstyles, O my Allah. O my Allah, in our eating and our drinking, O my Kareem Ibrahim Allah, he was hated for the sports, O my Allah. He was loved for Sahaba radiallahu anhum and their lives, O Kareem Rahim Allah. He was true love for every Sahabi of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Ya Allah, he was hated, Ya Allah, for all the heroes that they call heroes, O my Allah, and all the stars, O my Allah. O my Allah, give us love for Abu Bakr Siddiq, Umar, Uthman, Ali, and all the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Make them our heroes and our children, make them role models, O my Allah. Ya Allah, give us Sufi to follow in their footsteps. O my Allah, give us more upon Iman. On the day of أمريز أس ندهي أمة إن كبني أصحاب رضي الله تعالى عنهم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم جزا الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك جزاك الله